This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A barrage of objects falling from the skies was seen all over Israel, West Bank, and Jerusalem in the early hours on Sunday. Iran launched a swarm of explosive drones and fired missiles at Israel late on Saturday in its first ever direct attack on Israeli territory, risking a major escalation as the United States pledged ironclad backing for Israel. Sirens wailed in Israel where distant heavy thuds were heard and bangs from what local media called aerial interceptions of explosive drones. U.S. President Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. would not take part in a counteroffensive against Iran, according to a White House official. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Netanyahu reconvened a war cabinet meeting in Tel Aviv to discuss a response to the drone and missile attack. War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz warned that Israel would, quote, exact the price from Iran in a fashion and timing that is right for us. Iran's armed forces chief said the operation was considered successful and, quote, deemed the matter concluded. But Iran warned Israel and the U.S. that a retaliation to its overnight attack would elicit a far bigger response.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday condemned Iran's drone and missile attack on Israel and said his country needed help from its allies to fend off threats from the air, just as Israel did. Zelensky again called on the U.S. Congress to approve a vital aid package that has been blocked by political wrangling for months. Ukraine's forces are facing new onslaughts from Russian troops in the east and daily attacks on cities and infrastructure from Russian missiles and drones.